Well, to a story now about workers. When skilled professionals arrive in the U.S. as immigrants, refugees, or asylum seekers, many of them face barriers to re-entering their fields. A story of personal challenges, but also it has consequences for state economies. Take Maine. It struggles to retain skilled workers, while many foreign-trained professionals are stuck in entry-level jobs. A new law aims to close that gap, and from Maine Public Radio, Ari Snyder reports.
For as long as she can remember, Francine Gabu says she wanted to pursue a career in law, specifically so she could help other people.
Since I was a little girl, I was like one of these persons who will just like step up for the weakest people. I was just like trying to defend others.
This was in Kinshasa, the capital city of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And sure enough, Gabu went on to earn a law degree and later became a judge. It was a career she loved, and while it wasn't the most lucrative job, it assured her a certain amount of respect in society. That all came to an abrupt halt when she fled the DRC in 2011. She says her work angered the political establishment there. She landed in Portland, Maine, and began her asylum process. In addition to the trauma of escaping her home country, she had to confront the sudden loss of a central part of her identity.
What was told around me is I have to forget that I was a lawyer. I have to forget that I went to law school. The only thing I can do in this country will be to clean floors.
Gabu has company among countless highly qualified professionals who have arrived in the U.S. as immigrants, refugees, or asylum seekers, only to find themselves stuck in jobs far below their skill level.
There tends to be an immediate declassing when people come to Maine.
Stephanie Trice Gill is the founder of Intwork, a recruiting company that works closely with professionals arriving from other countries.
So it goes from, well, I'm a doctor or a surgeon in the Congo, to, oh, well, you're not a doctor here. Here's the shelter. You need to understand how things work.
Gill says barriers to entry for foreign-trained professionals push people to leave the state. When that happens, she says, nobody wins.
It's ironic because in Maine we have a desperate need for the people who are coming here. We have a desperate need for engineers, tech, healthcare professionals.
That irony is not lost on Celia Mantovani, a psychiatrist from Brazil who has struggled for years to get her medical credentials recognized.
Every time I hear, like, oh, we need psychiatrists so much in Maine. And I am here, and I keep thinking, oh my God.
Mantovani has a PhD, more than 2 decades of clinical experience, and her research has been published in multiple scientific journals. Still, to get a psychiatric license in the U.S., she would need to complete a medical residency. But she's been told she has too much experience to qualify for a residency.
It's always like what people say is a catch-22. So that's our situation. It's so frustrating.
Mantovani did have a breakthrough recently when she got certified as a counseling professional. It's not the full medical license she had in Brazil, but it was enough to land her counseling jobs at a school and a pediatric clinic. Many others, though, are still locked out of their fields, and a new state law aims to provide some relief.
It's exciting to me because it feels like a win-win for everybody.
State Representative Kristen Cloutier, a Democrat from Lewiston, sponsored the legislation, which gives state regulators greater flexibility in recognizing professional credentials from other jurisdictions, whether that's another state or another country. It also sets up a process for provisional licensing.
So if folks need a little bit more education in a certain area, they can be working while also receiving that education at the same time.
Maine's governor has signed the law, and state officials are now working out exactly how it will be implemented. In the meantime, Francine Gabu, the judge from Kinshasa, is restarting her law career through a job at the Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project. She's also completing an intensive legal training that will allow her to represent clients in immigration cases. She says it's hard to express how good it feels to be working again in her area of expertise.
I really love it. It's like me re-becoming myself.
She says her next project will be to get her law degree again. For Here and Now, I'm Ari Snyder in Portland, Maine.